Can I ask you this? When you got the ball in overtime and you're first and goal at the two, is there any thought of running the football down?
What ended up transpiring there, that's all on me. You just got to make better decisions and give us an opportunity to run the ball in there. So, coach is going to make those calls, and I got to protect him with the calls, and so that's on me.
Robert, do you feel like you did everything you could in these last four games to state your case, try to win games, but also to show that you can be the guy for this team?
You know, I think the objective when I came back with the broken shoulder to play was to, try to help my team have a better chance to win games. And it didn't go so well the first go around. And from that point, it was just about getting better every day, getting better every game. And I think when you look at it that way, not just myself, but I felt like our team got better every single week over the past four games. And I'm proud to be a part of this team. I'm proud to fight with those guys. So my job was to get better, and I think I did that.
Were you on a short time limit you really pushed to play, including this week, to stay on the field. Did you feel that you were on a squeezed amount of time to show them what you could do?
No, without a doubt. But, I talked to a lot of people, a lot of mentors that I've had over the years, and I just didn't see it in a way that if I had sat out the entire year, that I could look back 10 years from now and say, because I sat out at the end of 2016, that's why I'm standing here today. And I don't think I've ever heard that story. I've never heard that story of anyone who didn't take a chance, didn't take a risk, and came away to be extremely successful. So the doctor said it was healed enough that I could have a chance to play, and I felt like I owed it to my team, myself, and 10 years from now, the guy that'll be standing before you guys prayerfully to do that.
Do you have a peace of mind about your future with this team?
I walked around the locker room afterwards and just told everybody, one-on-one, man-to-man, that it was a pleasure to fight with them every week, that I was able to be out there and just grind through the rest of the season when I wasn't. So I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is that I feel like I can, help this team win games, and we didn't get it done today. But every week I was able to get better from my personal performance, and just feel like with Coach Jackson and Pep Hamilton, I've seen the game better than I ever have, and I think that shows in the play.
How much would you really like to come back here next year and build on what you did in these last four games, and just really have a chance to have a whole offseason and just get back at it again?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. This is the youngest team in the league, a lot of young guys, and I was really proud of the way they fought throughout the rest of the season, because no one in that locker room is a loser. All these guys were the man at some point in their life, and it's our job to help them be the man here in the NFL. So I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that growth. And to experience a year like this and have the team stay together, fight all the way to the end and never give up, that's rare. It's really rare in this league. So I want to be a part of the growth process here in Cleveland.
Robert, Jimmy Haslam told us he's not going to make changes to the coaching staff and the front office. And that's a natural question, obviously, because of the records. But do you have reasons to believe that those guys in charge are the right guys?
Jimmy's the man. And us as players, our job is to go make our coaches look better and play better for them. So I think those guys are the right guys. If you're asking for a straight answer, I think those guys are the right guys. And I think that what they're going to do in the offseason is going to give the Cleveland Browns the best chance to win going into next year. I have no quarrels with that at all.
How happy were you that Terrell was able to get his 1,000 yards?
It's a big accomplishment for TP. None of us are out there, going for personal awards or personal records, but it is a big deal for a first-year receiver to get 1,000 yards, and I'm happy for him, really happy for him. I just look forward to, hopefully have an opportunity to continue to work with him And that's not under my control or under my power at all. I just play.
What about you getting the touchdown pass? I mean, would that have weighed on your mind at all had you not done that?
Not at all. Until you guys had said it, I really wasn't paying attention to it last week. So we got two for you.
Did you think you had this game won a couple times out there today, just with the early lead and then before the crow fumbled at the end of regulation?
You know, not one play lost this game. I think that's extremely important for everyone to know. But as players, we're always going to look inward to say, you know, if I'd have made this play, it would have turned out differently. And just in a nutshell, the way this game went was kind of just the way our season went. The ball just didn't bounce our way a couple times.
Can you talk about the development of Terrell Pryor from the summer to preseason games?
Yeah. You know, TP's been great. Like I said, for a quarterback to switch to receiver and go for 1,000 yards in his first season at receiver, first full season at receiver, that's beyond impressive. So I think he's developed extremely well. Big body guy, fast, and there's so much more that he can do better, and he knows that. And like I said, hopefully we'll get a chance to bring that out of him.
The future's out of your hands, but do you feel like you did everything you can to reestablish yourself this year?
I would dang sure would have liked to play a lot more games. That's for sure. But I was challenged, you know, with the injury and a lot of obstacles over the course of my career, just 5 years in. And, you know, I felt like Coach challenged me to play better after the first game. He knew, everyone knew, I had coming back from 3 months off of a broken shoulder and still playing with a broken shoulder. But he challenged me to play better every week, and I felt like I did that. And today I feel like I played the best game I've played. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is we lost the game. And I'm really not worried about stats and completion percentage and touchdowns and interceptions. I just want to win. I want to win for those guys. So I feel like I put us in a better chance to win today than I have all season. And, you know, hopefully they see it the same way.
Do you feel like this team can make a dramatic turnaround next season?
I mean, that's why we strap them up and go out there and play. So, you know, we want to make sure that this is the last time anybody in that locker room, anyone in this organization, feels the way they have this year. So our focus going into the offseason is to ensure that that doesn't happen. So if that means running a little bit more, watching more tape, lifting a little bit more, whatever it is, our job is to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Did you say when you came back you were still playing with a broken shoulder?
Now, don't make that a headline, but I think it's pretty naive to think that a guy that breaks a bone in season is going to come back with a fully healed bone, especially, you know, the bone that I broke was so small. But I'm not sure if I said that the right way. Just know that the bone in my shoulder was not completely healed.
But it was, you weren't at risk?
But I was, you know, I can't say I wasn't at risk, but the doctors felt that I was healed enough to return to play. I feel like that's the best way to put it out there, but to say that I was 100% healthy is a lie.
Would you welcome the opportunity to, you know, they've got the number one overall pick in the draft. If they bring a Deshaun Watson or a Mitch Trubisky, would you welcome the opportunity to come back and battle it out with a young guy like that?
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, on that subject, you know, I just talked to the quarterbacks there in the locker room too. It's the best quarterback room I've ever been a part of. Every guy pulling for the other guy when everybody wants to play. That's the irony of the quarterback position is there's only one guy that goes out there and plays, you know, prayerfully, hopefully. And but everybody had each other's back. And, you know, Cody Kessler, Josh McCown, Charlie Whitehurst, Kevin Hogan, all these guys came in, Joe Callahan, and just worked extremely hard. So if the team decides to draft a quarterback, we're all going to be there. Whoever's here will be there for that guy. And I think that's very rare in this league.